ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hello, Zan.
Oh, hello, Miff.
Nice to see you.
So, well, I feel like I'm seeing a lot of you lately, which is a blessing, an absolute blessing.
And that's because we're doing Bang On Live around the country, touring together. We're practically in each other's suitcases at this point, but we got to go to Perth.
Oh, my God.
And do one of the best gigs that we've had. It was just such an extraordinary vibe.
When we came out on stage, the screams were so loud that I almost had to walk off because I was going to start crying. It was so beautiful. So Perth Bang Fam, thank you for turning up. Everybody else, we want to invite you into that gorgeous room. And it was beautiful. The Art Deco designed Regal Theatre in Subiaco. We were so lucky to have a special guest, a Perthanality, Miff.
An absolute personality and a very, very good friend of mine as well I've worked with and, absolutely adore her. Shall we give it a listen?
Oh, just wait till you hear this story. Strap in, everyone.
So good. So good to see you and lovely to be here in Perth. We worked together on many a project, like Australia Decides, which was the Eurovision nomination act show where we decided who used to go to Eurovision. We don't do it anymore, but I worked with Janelle numerous times with Joel Creasy.
Absolutely.
And you are amazing.
Correct. But you've got to accept compliments, girls.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You have to say thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a while for us to get used to that, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because I think we're just used to being small and being small and, you know, quiet and reserved. But you've got to say thank you. Oh, yes, yeah. We're fabulous.
Yeah, you look great.
Same.
Thank you.
Janelle did when Janelle came backstage before you walked in and I was like, fuck yes, you're wearing Crocs and you change out of them. But just know she turned up in bright banana yellow Crocs.
She is our people.
Which I felt
everybody.
Was a great tribute to the Bang Fam. Amazing.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Janelle, you've been touring of late. Tell me about the regional touring experience.
Well, that's not what it used to be.
What's changed?
I just did a tour of regional Victoria. Ballarat, Bendigo, Shepparton and Wangaratta, also known as Wang.
Can you believe that they're happy to call the place Wang? I love that.
Yeah. I said, I'm so happy to be in Wang because I've so often had Wang in me. They're up for it. The mayor from Wang is in tonight. Fantastic. Lovely, but on the road with all female comedians, which was lovely, and it's always so nice to go out because it is usually a largely female audience. There's a scattering of men occasionally, but they're so happy and they're so warm and they love to meet you afterwards. And so often I've got like women who are older saying, I haven't laughed like that for a really long time. Oh. And I look at them and I think, you look like that. And but what a pleasure, what a joy it is that I'm the one that gave them a laugh.
I know, and I must admit, even as I get older, I find it harder to laugh. Like, you know, I've moved in with my partner and we've been together a couple of years and we're in our 50s and it's a lot harder to just laugh at their jokes when you're this old. Like, you'll say something and I'm like, oh, that's not funny. I know, funny.
You're at the opposite end of anyone but you. The polar opposite.
It is. It's harder to laugh because you've laughed at all the jokes before. But
absolutely.
That's so sweet.
Absolutely. But always a joy to tour. Always.
Yeah.
Now, we always ask our special guest bang backers, bang on guests, to tell us about something they're banging on about. What are you banging on about this week?
I am banging on about Her Royal Highness Nigella Lucy Lawson.
we love her.
Now, she was actually in Perth on Monday night.
What?
Oh, my God.
Did anyone see her?
Who went? I went. You would have seen me being held back by security. okay. Now, Miff and Zan, I have been a long-time fan of Nigella, slightly stalkery. We are pen friends. because once I texted her and said, do you have a cure for morning sickness? And she wrote back, Ginger, exclamation mark. So we are pen friends.
Yes. I love that.
Yes, we take that.
The exclamation mark means she really meant it. So about 6 years ago, Nigella came to Australia and to Perth for the festival down south, the gourmet escape down south, and she was doing a meet and greet. And I lost my tiny mind because I love to cook. I don't call myself a foodie, I'm an eatie, right? So I grew up in the 70s and 80s when my mum, I didn't know vegetables were meant to be green. Like, she was a 70s Australian housewife who put every fucking vegetable in the same pot, boiled the shit out of it and served it. So it was extraordinary. I think Nigella taught me how to cook, basically. Aww. She taught me how to cook. So when she came to Australia, to Perth, I lost my mind and I said to all of my friends, oh, my God, Nigella's coming to Perth. Who wants to come? And they all went, yes, yes, yes. And I said, it's $200. And they went, fuck that. So
Do you get dessert with that?
It was $200 and you got a recipe book and the meet and greet, but it was very exclusive. And before she came, I got an email from the winery where she was appearing, and it said, just to let you know that the event is going to be outside and we want you to be aware that it's going to be cold. It was September or October, it was cold, and to dress very warmly and to not wear heels because it will damage the lawns of the estate. And I went, oh, well, that's fucking thrown me right off kilter.
Totally.
Because I like an outfit. I like an outfit. So I thought, well, I better do what I'm told. So I wore like jeans and boots and like, you know, rugged up. And then I got to the function and every other bitch was in a cocktail dress. And I was fucking furious. I was so Thornley that night. I do live in Thornley. Hey! There they are. Watch your handbags, girls. Now, I... What? So, now I need you to picture this, girl. So I am in, like, at the wine tasting room. So not a huge room. There were maybe 80 people there and they were all dressed up and they were all fabulous and I'm there in my jeans. Aww. Now, before I went, I decided that I would make Nigella a present.
I'm loving this. You turn up and you're like,
in my jeans with my present.
In your jeans and a present.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't like made out of my belly button lint and toenails, no. Okay, because I'm such a fan, I know that the only thing Nigella won't eat is a green capsicum. Right?
Really?
Isn't that right? Why isn't not? That right, Nigella people?
That's deep fandom that you know that.
Deep fandom. I know many facts. So I had my friend who's an artist do a painting of a green capsicum with a red circle with a line through it, like a no smoking sign. And I had that printed onto a mug because she loves a cup of tea, right? Then I put it in a box, obviously, and I put green and pink tissue paper inside it because she was doing Nigellissima at the time, and she was mad on pink and green together, so, you know, topical. Anyway, so I thought, I won't tie it up and I won't put a bow on the box. I'll leave it so she can open it quickly because, you know, she'll be inundated. So I'm standing there with my fucking jeans on with a box, and the security guard comes up to me and he goes, what's in the box? I'm like, nothing! What did he think I had in there? A bomb? What a place to make a political statement. A Nigella Lawson book signing. That'll show the world. So I'm standing, I'm by myself. Remember, I'm by myself. Everybody else is in a group. I've got no one. Now, a woman comes in and she says, ladies and gentlemen, the woman we're all here to meet is on her way and I'd appreciate it if you'd all act with decorum fitting the event. And I'm like, what the fuck? What did you think we were going to do? It's not fucking schoolies week. Anyway, so I composed myself and then the doors opened and she glided into the room. And I suddenly and unexpectedly burst into tears. and I'm not a crier. I burst into tears and I had to turn away and face the wall. I was in the corner going like a landed trout. I was like, the could not breathe. And then I thought, I composed myself. I didn't compose myself. And I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go last because then I'll be sharing the air with her for longer, right? So, because after you sign the book, you had to fuck off.
Yeah.
So I went last. So I'm standing there with my box, just watching her, just watching her. So she is sitting behind this long kind of Last Supper wooden table, and it's like a moat. It was really long and wide, and you couldn't touch her. You could not touch her.
She doesn't want to be touched.
No, no touching. And this is before COVID. No touching. No touching. No photos. $200, bitch. Now, I... So I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. Now, what they ask you to do at these events is you sign a post-it note and they put it into the front page of the book so that you write your name on it and they go, oh, Janelle, rather than me going J-A-N, all of that. So it's much faster. Once I got Manu Fidel to write it, and on my post-it note I wrote, to Janelle, thanks for last night. And he wrote it in my recipe book. Anyway, that was a diversion. So I'm in the line. I'm getting closer and closer, and I've got to write my name. And I'm shaking so much that my name looks like an echocardiograph, right? It's like it's illegible. It's illegible. So finally, I am in her presence. She says, hello. And I go, hello! And she's clearly terrified. And she opens the book to see the poster note and she goes, I'm going, Janelle, J-A-N. And she's clearly fucking, like, she's like looking for security. And she hands me the book back and I go, I made you a present! Because I'm normal. And she went, oh, and she took it from me and gave it to one of the minions on the side. Oh. And I was like, you have to open it now! And she went, oh! And she got it back. She's got the box in her hand. She opens the lid. She goes, that is brilliant. And she reaches her hand out to me and it's like the Sistine Chapel. So that was it. She had a wonderful night and she did a talk to the crowd and all of that, and I'm just was so shaken. It was fucking amazing.
This
it was
is your
amazing.
Taylor Swift moment.
Yeah.
This was big.
That was so big. It was so big. But then she came back about 4 years ago. 4 years ago at the Riverside Theatre. And this time, because I'd been watching the shows, looking for the fucking mug.
Did it get a run?
No fucking run. So this time I'm winding up and I'm shitty. No present this time, bitch. So she sees me and I go, I gave you that mug, do you remember? And she went, yes.
And this point she's like, call security.
Yeah.
Button under the table.
Fucking amazing. Oh. Janelle Koenig.
Thank you so much.
Incredible.
Bang On.
Calling all Bang Fam. Double J's smash podcast Bang On is happening live on stage across Australia.
Are we all ready?
Ready to bang on?
Miff and Zan are heading your way with a string of live shows in April and May, including Bendigo, Canberra, Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney.
It's like Statler and Waldorf up here.
Don't miss these big conversations about music, art, life and stuff.
Sounds like we don't like this movie, but the problem is, loved it.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll get swept up in the fashion.
Fashion, 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 fashion.
Bang On Live with Zan Rowe and Miff Warhurst, presented by Double J.
I wasn't asking for applause.
Ticket info at abc.net.au/abcevents.
Bang On.